commonest building stone in Amberley is malmstone, a type of sandstone. The village sits on a ridge of malmstone. Not surprisingly, much of St Michael's is built using malmstone. The right wall of the nave is largely flint, with the odd malmstone rubble block, which may have been used for repairs. But at the top of the wall, where the roof has been raised, only malmstone has been used. Many of the malmstone blocks appear to have been dressed as ashlars, implying that they were probably salvaged from some other building, perhaps from the ruins in the castle. When and why was the roof raised? In fact, it was raised when the south aisle was built in around 1230, to avoid the need for a separate roof for the aisle. The south slope of the nave roof could be continued as a catslide roof to cover the aisle. But the height of the south wall of the aisle meant that unless the north and south parts of the nave roof were to have very different slopes, the whole roof needed to be raised. If you recall what we saw inside the church, in the nave and the south aisle, when we looked up at the ceiling, the rafters have triangular supports at their ends, with the horizontal part resting on the nave walls. By allowing these horizontal timbers to protect beyond the outer wall, creating a wide eaves overhang, the roof could be raised without the need and the expense of heightening the north wall as much as would otherwise have been needed. Now let's look at the chancel wall.